This here is a replica of an instrument that was found. This is what they call the
strings loop. And double reed instruments have been around for a very long time. Some of the earliest string instruments sounded like this. Bettina Joy de Guzman is a multi-instrumental and classicist that has composed music with replicas of ancient instruments and poetry. This Wednesday, April 19, at the Hanscom Park United Methodist Church, de Guzman presents the Here in Ancient Greece concert. There is no specific information on how the audience reacted to this music at the time.
Reaching back to something like the Iliad, nobody knows how audience reacted then. You know, we can only guess, so I could only say this is what the text is doing, and we have to wonder how they were reacting.
There are some ancient Greek musical notations from the 1st and 2nd centuries BC. De Guzman talks about the texts that have been found on the music that was played back then.
But let's just look at it and see how we react to it. And this is the music that I put with it, honoring the kind of music that was usually played around this time. Since we have those musical notations, I can hope that some of those fragments that we have applies backwards, hopefully. Maybe not, though.
To better understand the interpretations of the music of that time, de Guzman, along with the UNO Ancient Mediterranean Studies Program, will have a lecture on April 18 at UNO.
I will be talking about them in terms of what we are receiving, so it's a reception, like when we hear it performed, what likely are we getting from it, but I try to put it also in context, what the audience perhaps was hearing at the time. And then really looking at the passages themselves.
Lamenting Women, Voices of War's Victims, emphasizes the importance of music in the ancient world.
As much as historians love to guess, you know, we can only imagine and we can try to recreate their world, but it's difficult. Same with reconstructing the music and the rhythms. We do our best. And so neither of those have music attached to them, but they have rhythms, and we know which instruments they were using, and we know the descriptions of the sounds that the, you know, how audiences seems to have reacted to Aeschylus's suppliants, or at least the kinds of responses generally when choruses are sung.
For more information about the lecture and concert, you can contact the UNO Ancient Mediterranean Studies Program. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.